All right, this is the Marysville Board of Education special meeting of February 9th, 2012. Have a roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mrs. Devine.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
And Mrs. Powers.
Here.
Okay, we are all here. Next up is the discussion of the employee severance plan.
Do
you want to run it?
I can do this.
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
No more.
This is an extension for the remainder of this school year through June the 30th. So it's not for anybody that could retire next year. It's just for those that might have decided, oh gosh, why didn't I take that last year when it was offered? One last chance. And to go through that. So that's what it's for. I know there's been some questions about whether or not it should be included for the people that have 10 years of service or not. And I know you guys got some information earlier. You can include it or you don't have to include it. When you're looking at people that have 10 years, the only thing that does for us, if we bring somebody in, and most of those people are going to be probably classified staff that may be close to retirement, maybe not, and just say, I've had enough, you could hire them in at step zero. You'd have some savings there, not a whole lot.
Yeah, but I'd say really how much savings? Would it be worth the savings as compared to the effort of having to go hire someone new if we have to replace them?
I don't believe so. I don't think there'd be that much savings in those. I really don't.
And when we talk about wiggle room, does that, I mean, it's mm-hmm. really not.
You're looking maybe $2,000 at the most.
Okay. So, I mean, I didn't see a real big advantage to doing that. So, really, what we're looking at is this list that we have.
The list that you were given has what I prepared on that list were people that have 29 or they're at their 30th year right now.
So, this list is what was presented initially. And
right.
Doesn't include any new people.
This list just has the people that could have been, or on this last year.
The group one people.
Yeah, the group one people.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, it took a while to look at that and try to get comfortable
yeah.
with that.
Right.
Group two.
Yeah, because the list, I mean, if I did the 10 years out, I would have had to give you everybody with 10 years experience.
Yeah.
And I just, what I did was when I looked at, you know, Larry had asked me what I, to get the numbers with the 30 years, who are they? That's all I got. I didn't get
sure.
the other ones. So.
And we have the flexibility to just do group one right now.
If that's, I mean, the union thinks that we should be doing all because that's what it was last year. But
what this was presented to us at the last board meeting was this is an extension of what was already offered
yes.
to only those people. So that's what I have been considering.
For those only. Well, you
as for them to say, oh, I should have done it, I wish I would have taken it, but not to include anybody new, just the initial.
Well, that could be your 10-year people then.
Yeah, but in the purpose that I thought we were doing this was, A, we another opportunity to save some money. You know, it's something significant, mm-hmm. I would think. And then, two, to create some opportunities to hopefully absorb some of the people that are already accepted.
Right, giving some people some move around space,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
That
so,
was my understanding.
Yeah.
And honestly, when the list of people were sent to us with the information from it, I was working under the assumption that was the people that we were looking to provide that opportunity to.
Right. That's what I thought too.
I mean,
that was
right.
And
these were who it was going to be offered to, and that was it.
And I'll be honest with you, that 10-year thing, that's the first I really even considered it this morning when that
yeah.
came up. So, I mean, I don't think that should be my opinion. I think this is what we've been working on. This is what was presented to the board. This is, I think, what we should be voting on tonight. Is my unless
I agree.
Unless there's some.
I do too, because that's
what we
talked
about.
Yeah.
The 30-year people.
Right. Well, yeah, correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Or the people that are eligible
right.
to retire.
Some of them are
right.
29, some of them are 30.
Well,
yeah.
the thing of it is,
yeah.
we can also look at it in this way, that they're saying offered as part, well, in the beginning we said it was this time and this time only.
Right.
Right.
But so kind of like we revamped the whole thing just to give those special people a second chance.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Hey, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. One more time.
So, you know, it by not offering it to all of them, because we weren't going to offer it a second time, but we could say that.
Except I think you run into a difficulty that either you are or you aren't extending the original plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you exempt the 10-year, I would argue with you, you're not offering the original plan that you said you were offering.
That's true.
So I think you're going to have to at least clarify that if you're not. And but again, if I were going to look at it critically from the outside, I'd say, well, if you're discarding that part of the original plan, then why aren't you opening the whole plan? You said originally you were going to just redo, it was going to be an extension
right.
of the original plan. That's what my understanding was.
But you know, if we are doing this as an extension of the original plan, and which I agree with you totally, the 10-year would not have been for this year.
Mm. That wasn't even an option, was it?
No, for the end of this year. It was for those from last year that had the 10-year in 2000, that would have retired in 2011. This year was just for the people that were at either 29 or 34.
With the original offer, it
was
entire flat.
Last year, we took it this year. When we put it together.
That makes sense.
So you know, because you can say the original plan with exceptions of the part that fell off.
Right.
Yeah.
For the 10-year.
Exactly.
If you're basing it on that original offer,
that
then they wouldn't be eligible.
Yeah.
Right. So the 10-year people wouldn't be eligible to start.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay. It would only be your. Yeah,
then I think you can feel comfortable.
That's fair enough. All right.
Thank you, Cindy.
It's dangerous. She comes to the right here.
It's dangerous. Yeah. Now, just so we're clear, when we talk about you know, savings, you know, what is the savings going to buy us? Because I don't, it saves us some. It gives us both the opportunity to move some folks around. And I just want to be clear for those listening, you know, whether out there or on here, you know, really what that saves us per person, you know, by
you
doing
hope.
It.
Because you don't know.
And this is all
yeah.
just
per
I said per person.
Yeah, he said
yeah,
per
right?
person.
So
yeah.
if we don't have any, it'll save us nothing. But if we say one, then, yeah I just want to know per person. Because we don't know how many are going to take it, but we can say.
Yeah. And it just depends on where they're at on the salary right. schedule right now compared to what we, if we have to replace that person, or is it a person that we do not have to replace that might take this now.
Right.
So it could save us about $18,000. I'm just going to say approximately $18,000 a year is what it would save us.
For one person.
For one person.
Per year.
Year.
But you have it. So a grand total in 3 years, it actually saves us $55,000
yes.
after 3 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And that's if we replace that person.
Yes.
If we don't replace that person, it saves us
the whole amount of that
the whole
employee.
$80,000.
If they're at master's
45,
step 27 at the top of the salary schedule.
Which most of them would be.
A lot of them are. Some of them, some don't have all the way to the 45. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And then another question came up, and I know it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a hit or miss, a guess or not guess, but is there any indication of how many we would like to take it, or how many we would like to see take it, and then how many do you think are going to take it?
I don't see like to. I don't have any idea. C might, maybe one, maybe two, probably, out of this list. There could be more that I don't have any idea about.
Yeah, that's about the level I've heard. Okay. That one or two have voiced, gee, I wish maybe I had done that.
Right. So this isn't a massive
know.
Money saver for us, but it is more of a logistical. I think that's why it kind of more came up as more of a logistical tool to let us
mm-hmm.
help move some folks around a little bit more,
right.
help
you
us maneuver
a little bit more.
Well, we'll save a little bit more. That's but okay.
Now, when they first came, this plan's first presented, as they said, is a 5-year thing. You know, you do it once in 5 years. You can't
right.
do it very. So mm-hmm. once this. I mean, we're past this. We need to be past this, right?
Mm-hmm. I would suggest yes.
Okay.
I would suggest.
Agree.
not to do it another five, at least for another 5 years or longer.
Okay.
Is it pretty common in other school districts? I was just asking a sister-in-law who's been teaching for a long time, and she's thinking about retiring. I said, well, do you guys ever offer buyouts? Oh, no, we never offer buyouts.
It just depends on the district.
Okay.
We've done a couple districts around Central Ohio. There, I think Hilliard did the same plan.
Okay.
Is that right?
Is it
Hilliard that did it? And
mm-hmm.
and I want to say Olin Tandy did it, but don't quote me. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Worthington doesn't either.
No, Worthington does not.
Okay.
I know there's a district in the area that's thinking about, they're going to be talking to the company, but they have a pretty steep incentive in there. In their master agreement now, that offers a pretty nice incentive for the staff, anyways, if they retire at 30, you know. So, but they're still thinking maybe this would help out a little bit if we can. And when they do go at 30, you've got your severance pay, plus if you do have an incentive in there, you've got to pay it that next January. So you don't have that cash flow.
Right.
What this does for us is the cash
out.
Flow.
Mm-hmm.
It spreads out
right.
the cash flow of the incentive. It spreads out the cash flow of the severance pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it helps out in that regard.
And I think, well, I was going to say, people like Hilliard, there's already an incentive built into the state system at 35, right? I mean,
oh, for their,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they probably look at it that way. And so,
mm-hmm.
and whereas we have a lot of people that are at that, they're still 4 or 5 years out from that. So.
Right.
right.
Exactly. So
we have 52 on that on our bottom step or top step, I should say.
Yeah.
What number, Cindy, did we talk about at that meeting where we said it would be ideal? Remember, we had a number.
Oh, last year we said about 17.
No, but I mean, didn't we say another this year, like
maybe
four or five?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
okay.
they talked about four or five. Four,
maybe
I think.
Yeah, we thought about four.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. But, you know, we've got we have 20 staff members that, 27 staff members that already have 30 in. And this year we have 16. This is their 30th. So we've got over 30 staff members with 30 years and more, or more in.
Well, I got to say, all the information that you did provide us
was
very helpful.
Amazing,
and
yes.
it was and there was a lot of it. So I appreciate the work that you put in getting it for us.
Yep.
Was there any, although we're on the discussion part of it,
right.
Is there any further discussion, any questions that you'd like to ask? Okay, if not, then we're going to, if I can find my agenda.
Well, can I, I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm just kind of curious, Cindy, what your opinion is on this. I mean, do you think it's worthwhile?
It's worthwhile, I think. There's a couple more that really wanted to take it,
mm-hmm.
didn't have that opportunity. Let them
mm-hmm.
take it. I do. I think it's fair. It's
mm-hmm.
fair to the staff.
When you say they didn't have that opportunity, what do you mean?
I mean, they had the opportunity,
oh, okay.
and they didn't take it.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
they didn't take it. They had the opportunity. Didn't take it. I mean, it was last year, everything was going on. We had Senate Bill 5. We had the retirement reform that we were up against. We have our severance package. Some of the people didn't even get a chance to get into the retirement system to talk to them. They were that backed
up. Yeah, they were
up.
Jammed up to like June for
yeah.
some of those people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a lot of staff members, it's a tough thing to think about
is
retirement. And so, yeah. So I think it's because of the timing of last year, I think it's fair to the staff.
Did you want to weigh in, sir?
I would only add that I think it's a good financial move, and it has possibilities with that. The downside is that you're encouraging potentially some of your best to leave, and that was always one of the things that,
yeah.
as a superintendent, I struggled with, and I could never. never bring myself to recommend doing this because mm-hmm. I wanted to keep those very best as long as possible. But what we're talking about tonight is just simply a very brief extension that involves a very small group of people, and I don't know that that's necessarily as much of an issue.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to cross number two off. Number three, I need a motion to approve the resolution to approve an employee severance plan.
So moved.
Get a second?
A second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? I'll take it from the right. Any discussion? Moving this way? No, no, no. I hear no discussion then. I need a roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Actually, next up, I'm going to take the discussion of other district business first before we go into executive session, so we don't have to keep the gallery here. There's a couple items on there that I have on my list. Actually, first thing I'm going to add this is there was, I'm not sure if all of you are aware, while we're doing a district survey, parent survey is going on currently. I don't know if some of you got this or not.
About what?
It's a parental, it's a parent survey. I brought it with me if you'd like to look at it.
And each building is sending them out?
I guess.
They are, because I got three.
I guess.
Okay, yeah.
I got one
from high school.
No, I'll print out a copy in case you wanted to look at the...
Now, is that the survey that was supposedly working on last fall?
Yeah, apparently, one of our parents was nice enough to print this out for me today and share it with me, so I thought I would share it with you. If you would like to see it, just pass that down. I just want to make you aware.
Sorry.
No, I just want to make you aware that that's good, that's going on. It's in fact, I think at parent-teacher conferences, jump in anytime you want to. Parent-teacher conferences, they will also have the opportunity to fill those out. It's kind of a... she did tell me the board got high marks on her survey. I don't want to tell you who it is, but I just want to tell you.
They got high marks on mine.
That's so you got, you know, there's one good vote in there, so.
Who's gathering all the information from the survey? That's going to go to each building?
It's
they have
the
a task force?
School Study Council of Ohio that's working on it. Doug Carpenter, who was the former retired superintendent from Jonathan Alder, is helping with that.
When did these go out?
2 days ago.
Apparently. Okay. No, I don't, because I was on my computer at 1 o'clock in the morning.
If you're not a parent, you're not a parent.
Yeah.
Okay. Just I wanted you to be aware.
So it's not our school district that's doing the survey. It's coming from the outside.
Coming from each building.
It is our district. We hired them to help do the survey, and they will be doing all of it. So.
That whole effort of kind of fell out of that the communication goal.
Correct.
Trying to get feedback from, you know, mm-hmm. you communication going this way and they want communication.
A little
going
oil check-in, if you will.
Right. Is there a similar survey going out to just the general community?
I don't know when it's going to go out. And there's also one that's working on the staff because Lynette and I are added some things for human resources and that kind of
thing. Can I politely request that when those go out that you notify us that they're going out?
Yes, I would.
I would greatly appreciate that.
It would be nice to take a peek at them before they go out too, if that's doable. I mean, who puts these together?
Greg Stubbs has been working.
I heard it was put together real well.
There's a lot of good questions on that. I mean, I thought it was a very nice survey. So, yes, in the future, if we could.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would want to know the timeline of, you know, when that survey is done and when do they plan to mm-hmm.
Yeah, when do they present
the
reports?
The survey.
I'd very much like to see those results.
Where do they get the mailing list and send it out? Not
the mailing list.
Okay, Deb, just keep reading the survey.
See, much better
that's
in
it.
Person.
Exactly, that's too much. All right, so moving on past that. There was, Sue had sent out a request today, February 29th, February 29th?
Yes, switching February 29th, which is a Wednesday night, to a Thursday night.
Right. So for first round interviews, we'd schedule the 28th and 29th.
Yeah.
Is everybody okay to do the 28th and the 1st? That's a Tuesday and a Thursday. So it would be very similar to our second round interviews,
yes,
as a matter of fact.
Yes, the next
round
is going to be Tuesday, Thursday as well.
I may be able to switch something. So.
Okay, good. I know, because, well, the foundation board switched their meetings around since we were meeting on the third Thursday, and then so we changed ours to Wednesday. And
oh,
so
nice.
I'm like,
okay.
Oh, no,
okay.
Okay.
It's fine with me. I don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was okay.
I'll just make it happen.
Are you sure?
So.
You want to check? Okay.
I'll
I just need to let Ralph know, because he's going to start scheduling those.
No, go ahead.
Go okay.
Ahead.
So that was moved to the 29th.
No, it's moved to the first.
Oh, I already had it on the first.
28th. It's the following week that got switched to the 6th and the 8th.
What's that?
Oh, okay. Maybe you moved it.
Did you move it today?
Yeah, today.
Okay,
so it's the 28th.
And the 1st.
And the 1st.
And then the following week, it's the 6th and the 8th.
Correct. Okay. Yes, that is correct. Okay, so I'm going to let Ralph know, then we're going to change that on our calendar then.
Bless you.
All right, I got that. We also had a discussion about visits. I'd asked you about your schedules for when you guys want to get together, you know, do visits. I don't know, when's everybody, you know, who wants to go? I think you're right. I think we can do board. If you just want to do a building visit, I think you can send as many as you want. I mean, it'd be like going to a conference or whatever. So,
brief. You know, meet the
administrators. Right, just meet the administrators. We can do that, you know, however you want. Tim Canale said he would help us out with that. I seem to know, you know, how many buildings you want to see in one day, and how you want to, what day is good. We can
personally
do it.
I think if you kind of keep it to a couple hours.
Right. No, I didn't want to take him up. Yeah, I didn't want to take him up for,
right.
You know, we can do like, right. If you're just going in, meeting the administrators real quick, kind of taking a quick walk through, you probably do probably three,
So half an hour to 45 minutes per building, something like that.
Yeah.
For the initial visit,
sure.
and then moving forward, depending on what we decide.
Do you want to go?
If we wanted.
Perhaps it just depends on when it's scheduled.
And I think as far as my schedule, I don't really know, because I'm getting those hip surgeries, so I don't know how much I'm going to be on my feet.
Do you have to wheel you around?
Handicap accessible,
idea.
Right?
When are you having those done?
I'm having one done in March. So,
well, like I said, if we could do it here pretty in the next couple of weeks, would that be okay to do?
If it's all right with everybody. I figure hopefully I'll be back on my feet by summer, so we'll have some other ones coming up.
Well, we can, sure. We can do, okay. How about you guys?
I'm pretty flexible.
During the day, even?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can, I mean, my job is 24/7, so.
I work Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, so unless... Well, I didn't need to say it like that. I'm not as flexible on my work days.
Actually, Wednesdays are better
day
for me.
However,
as well.
I could do it earlier, since I don't have to be there until 9:30. So
okay.
I could do, you know, I could do a 7:30 to 9.
Well, our elementaries don't
start. If we want to do high school.
Oh, there's nothing
school.
Like standing in that hallway when that high school gets in. I can tell you that. <That's it.
laughs> Yeah, they may not want us there.
Oh, yeah, we had a hoot the last time, so it was.
Yeah,
I do take people in front of the judge on Wednesday afternoon,
okay.
But I don't have to do that.
So Wednesday morning.
So Wednesday mornings would be.
Wednesday morning. Okay, how about if I next Wednesday morning, you guys want to try and do a couple? I mean, let's just kind of set one down. Right.
That's fine.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I have to check out.
I don't want to exclude you.
I mean, if I can work it in that I can, then I will.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to Tim, maybe, or Bill, I can run it to you, whichever
15th.
You want to do.
That's February 15th.
Trying to take it off your
fine
plate.
If you've got that set with him.
Yeah, he already knows it's coming. So.
Yeah.
And we're not going to sit in the classroom and stuff like
no.
that.
No.
We're just going to tour the building.
Just kind of a quick walk in, say hi, you know, just show
us,
you know, spilling a little bit, and then we'll
introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
I will say that the earlier, I mean, I have a 1:30 in on the east side of Columbus, so.
Okay.
No, the earlier is better, something like 9
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah.
If we go from like 9 to 11, that should get you there in time. Okay.
So that's February 15th?
Yes.
Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tuesday's Valentine's.
Yeah, we're shooting for that, so. And We just want to do elementaries. If we start over there, we could probably do Northwood, Creekview, and either Mill Valley or Navin.
What so you're not talking start? 9 to 11 then?
What time do they start, the elementary schools?
9.
Do they start at 9?
Well, yeah, I guess we could get 3 in if we're right in that area.
I mean, they're right. You could throw a rock between
Creekview,
all three.
Creekview, Northwood, and Mill Valley?
Or Navin. Either one. They're all right
well,
there.
Well, Navin's across the street on Route 4.
Right.
Yeah. But if you hit all three of the ones in Mill Valley, you're right there.
Yeah.
But you can go on the little cow path road.
About so everybody takes
Navin.
That cow path over. So
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we set up for those three then?
Or even if you did 2 and did 2 the following week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we'll shoot for those. All right. Better send myself an email. I'll get it tomorrow. Stop a minute. Okay, before I hog the rest of the schedule, then, was there any other business that you folks wanted to discuss?
Let's see. I just wanted to briefly say that I had Gary Jobe, I don't know if you know him or not. He's part of a it's called Group Cares, formerly Group Work Camps Foundations. They do mission works in cities during the summer. And he stopped by the office and gave me a CD and a copy of their the agreement, the contract that they signed. They work with schools and asked to use their building, like a building that has a gymnasium and a cafeteria, to house the people that are going to work on these mission jobs, like they may repaint somebody's house, whatever. But anyways, he's been interested in bringing it to Marysville. He said he spoke briefly with Larry, but Larry's gone, and so he walks past my office downtown. So he just gave me some information, and I'm just throwing it out as an initial thing. I have the CD, which I plan to review, and then maybe, give you guys some more information. But just to let you know, since he gave it to me the other
sure.
day, he's looking at the summer of 2014 as wondering if Marysville would be willing to host this group of kids that would do mission work in Union County.
How does that involve the district?
They would want to use our building. They would want to use a school
to
building.
Housing.
And they would have a contract, and they would contract with our cafeteria and to help provide some meals for the kids while they're here, and you would probably need janitors and so anyways, I can scan this contract and send it out to everybody,
yeah.
But I just wanted to briefly bring it up.
Right. Well,
I would
certainly want to run that to Mike and Bill and Cindy and
definitely
make
definitely
sure
yeah.
they're on
yeah.
board with that.
Have they
right.
considered the Hope Center?
That's what I was just
well,
going to
I,
say.
No,
they got
I don't
a kitchen
know.
Over there.
Yes.
And they have a big so gym over there.
And they have
yeah,
the
right.
yeah, where the Agape Church is
yeah.
in the back.
Yeah.
There's a huge
yeah.
gym. So
right.
I'm even thinking that yeah. they.
I think the only difference would be that building may be full during the summer when they want to do their mission work, whereas the school
right.
building would be empty.
Yeah, I don't
know. Because
yeah.
they'd be camping out for I don't know how long,
got
maybe,
it.
It's
certainly
again,
worth recommending
but,
talking to
yeah.
Dean Miller over there. Cause
sure.
It,
right.
I'm sure
right.
that's something.
I can point Gary in that direction
yeah.
as well. So I will, I'll
get
information to
be,
you.
The school buildings will be empty, but they'll also be being cleaned and worked. And
right.
So you'd have to
right.
plan
schedule
it all ahead
things.
Of time and
yeah.
really see what kind of a commitment they need and for how long and
right.
And Jessica also with the Hope Center, they
yeah.
have their church, and down in the basement is a full basement with a kitchen, a carpeted and everything. So
where?
Over at Four Square, where Jessica Schultz, who
oh,
was
yeah.
head of
yeah,
that,
yeah,
was
yeah.
the head of
yes.
that.
Where's Four Square at?
On Raymond Road, as soon as you pass over the railroad tracks on the right.
Oh, yeah, of course, sure.
Yeah, and so they could even possibly house them there.
Okay.
So if you want to just give them my name and have them get in touch with me, I can, I can
right.
sit down with them and start it initially and then hand it off to wherever
that sounds,
within our organization.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Sounds good.
We've got plenty of time, it sounds like.
Right, right. So. Okay. Right. I'll forward all of, I will let him know.
Right. Was there any other business before I take it over again? No? Okay. Then I want to talk about levies. I want you to talk about levies.
Talk about what?
Levies.
Oh, we have renewals coming up
right.
for sure. And so you know, I think this is kind of an initial conversation, but
I had to make sure I had
more. Yeah.
Well, actually,
oh,
our finance committee is working on this project as we speak. Well, they will be as soon as I get them information. And we met Tuesday night and looked over the items that the board gave them as where they wanted to go and everything. And so we decided that we are going to meet on the 21st of February and look at our forecast and some things and levies and the whole information. But there are two renewals that are coming up this year that we need to renew this year. The 5 mil and the 4 mil levy. The 4 mil was the new levy in 2008. The 5 mil was the renewal in 2008. So it's been around for a while. So what I've given you is the same information that we gave the Finance Committee on Tuesday evening on deadlines, what types of levies there are, and just a few odds and ends, and then the information as far as what how much are those two levies bring in. And as you can see, Class 1 is a little bit less than totally voted millage, and Class 2 is right there at voted millage. So there's no reason to replace them because there's not enough growth there to get them to replace. So a renewal would be probably the easiest. So we'll figure that out with the Finance Committee. And
Sue, you'll figure what up?
What we need to do. We want to, that's what they're charged. Sue and Doug, if you want to chime in on what you think,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it's not so much that they're going
to
tell us
tells
what we're
yeah,
going
right,
to do. It's just they were going to look at
they
it.
They
want to
look at it.
Compare,
and
like compare and analyze different options,
yeah.
combinations.
Sure. Now,
continuous or a renewal.
Renewal or 5 year.
Combining
or
them into
one.
All that kind of
is
stuff.
Is the Finance Committee charged with the direction that they are, in fact, to make recommendations to the board?
They can make recommendations
they can,
to
they
the
can,
board.
But they don't.
They don't have
they
them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
We have the final.
They have.
No.
If they look at something and not feel comfortable making a recommendation, they may want to just present options or
yeah.
thoughts or
okay.
whatever.
Okay. Now, what are the two opportunities? What are the dates for the two? What's our timeline for this year?
Okay. This year, we have two timelines yet. We have August election.
Which, okay, so if it's August.
August 7th is the election.
So when do we have to have that certified by?
Certified by the county auditor April the 27th. Board of Elections May the 9th.
Okay.
And then the November election is November the 6th. If for property tax certified to by the county auditor by July the 27th. And the Board of Elections by August the 8th. So it's a 95-day out from the election date, usually.
Now, at any point, are we going to talk about, is there going to be any recommendation from you for new millage?
From us for new millage? We will need new millage, yes, at some time. I think what Bill and I have been talking about the last few days, we're working on that and trying to get to that point to see how much, what we need, what staffing we're going to have for next year. And so, yes.
I think we need to almost back up or tack on to what we just laid out right here.
Correct.
And broaden the scope of the thing to be the entire financial situation of the district and all that encompasses, because my understanding as I'm learning more about our situation is that encompasses not only renewal levies that have to take place or the possibility of new levy, which would be new money, but it also entails the bond funds and how those are operating, TIF collections that are, because they all are intermingled and they all affect each other. And we've talked about, Cindy and I have talked about how we really should begin a very broad discussion on the entire financial picture of the district and maybe do that by coming back to you with some at least baseline data on all these accounts and a review of what's involved in all of them, and even new information for those of you that are brand new, and start there, because what the district really is facing is we need to develop a plan for how are we going to proceed with these renewals if new money is needed, and I think you look at the figures quickly and you quickly conclude, yeah, either this year or very early next year, we've got to be talking about possibility of new money too. Mm-hmm. So, but before we do that kind of more in-depth discussion, we thought it would be helpful to bring some baseline information to you first. And
you going to be able to do that by our next regular meeting?
We're going to try.
Yeah, I think we could. At least a baseline. It would have to be understood. This will be a sort of a review, an overall review of where it is right now, and we won't have full answers to all questions, but it's going to be an ongoing process, I think, anyway.
It's a good starting point. I mean, it's kind of a stake in the ground.
We think it could be.
So we'll add an agenda item on then for our next meeting then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was going to say we should make sure the Finance Committee knows that, because that's one of the things they talked about doing, is taking a step back and looking at everything, the bonds and the forecasts, operating
all
together.
Of the levies that we have and the timing of all of them, and Cindy
said that committee really meets either the day before or two days before. And so what we were planning on doing was actually present to that committee first, if
that's
you
good
will,
idea. Good.
And
good
get some input from them to begin with, and then
That makes sense. And then, you know, quite possibly coming out of that meeting, our next regular meeting, maybe shortly thereafter, have a work session just specifically to kind of hone down that fiscal plan, I suppose, for lack of a better.
Yes.
It's really kind of a long-term fiscal plan, which is really your forecast, but it's nice to lay it all out and get all those pieces.
But the forecast is only the operating, so having
to put everything on the wall at once, and have say, okay, this is our because we deal with it in pieces.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's just the way that it works, and we just have to. But it would be nice to lay it all out there. And I think moving forward, we can kind of say, okay, we can go back to our map and see where we're at. And
I would suggest too that once we lay that foundation data and information out, I would really suggest to you, long after I'm gone 5 months from now, that in the future, every time you have to come up with some sort of money issue, I would always bring the entire package back and relook at the entire package. Mm-hmm. And even though they're individual separate issues, always do it within the context of, at least the beginning for the board, the context of the greater full financial picture of the district each time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be smart for you.
I think it would be nice to even on a yearly basis, to go, on a community basis, stand up with that plan and just give everybody a state of the district kind of meeting, where you invite your community members in, or you go to each building and you say, look, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Right.
This is where we're at, of course. And so I think that's a good kind of foundation for
this is what's
doing
coming,
the
right. things that
exactly.
we
Exactly.
And that'd be a good time to show the savings that we have realized through the year.
Right.
The different programs.
I hope we're doing that more often than once a year,
and
but at least it's everybody knows that this is the state of the state where we're at.
Right.
And the state of the community. I mean, you're drawing in the community and making a whole part.
Absolutely.
By moving the meeting somewhere where we'll have room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, please come. This is
your
schools.
And you may even, we may even want to go out a couple times. Say, look,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go to the senior center, and we'll,
exactly.
We'll ask someone to donate lunch or something, and then go to the chamber and talk to those folks, and we get our business leaders in there and talk to them at our chamber meeting. And,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's down the road. But I think that provides us a great deal of opportunity to communicate.
Yeah.
Where maybe we haven't done that previously. So that's a good idea. So, okay, so our agenda item then for next meeting.
We will have it on there.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, was there any other to discuss? Okay, if not, then I need a motion to move into executive session then, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes, and we are in executive session at 6:40.